This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
Good morning. Travel week. A lot going on this Monday and through the Thanksgiving holiday. Larry Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. And the big news in the world is coming really from Geneva, Switzerland, and peace talks that have been going on in a 28-point plan to achieve that. And joining us from CBS is the Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble. Beth, good morning.
Yeah, former Moscow Bureau Chief, but thanks. It's great to be with you both.
Well, then we're looking at this opportunity for peace, but it obviously leans in the favor of Russia. And for someone like yourself who spent so much time in Moscow, will this even fly, do you think, with Vladimir Putin?
Oh, I think it would fly with Vladimir Putin from everything I've read. A Ukrainian lawmaker leaked the plan, and so now we can see that it actually gives Russia almost everything that it wants. It gives Russia not only the territory that it has taken in eastern and southern Ukraine, but it even gives them some territory they haven't taken, which would turn potentially into a demilitarized zone. It also would limit the size of the Ukrainian military in the future, and it would keep Ukraine from ever joining NATO. So these are all the reasons that Putin went to war in the first place. I think the question is really whether the Ukrainians will take it. And that's what they've been talking about in Switzerland during the weekend, and where negotiations with them and Europe have to continue.
Beth, I'm curious if you could fill us in a little bit about the past in Russia and its links to Ukraine. One of the things I found out very interesting to me over the weekend was that Leonid Brezhnev grew up in Ukraine, for example.
Yeah, you know, there's so many links between Russia and Ukraine. I mean, not only because they were both part of the Soviet Union, but just because they're so close to each other, and so many Russians have come from Ukraine, have family in Ukraine. So many Ukrainians come from Russia, have family still in Russia. This war has divided families across the line. I know of people who have stopped talking to their relatives in the other country because the relatives are not aligned with the position. You know, there are a lot of Ukrainians who have found that their Russian relatives are saying, you know, are listening to Kremlin propaganda every day on television and are like, oh yeah, you know, you guys should just give up to Russia. And the Ukrainians are like, you know what? Our boys are dying on the front line. I think we just won't talk about this anymore. It's really awful because these two countries have no reason to go to war other than Vladimir Putin.
Yeah, I mean, how this isn't some far foreign land, to your point. There are many, many ties, and we have a lot of ties to Ukraine here in Pittsburgh even. That said, last night on 60 Minutes, a story about, you know, murder and the charges of war crimes that are piling up against Vladimir Putin. How do they really settle this? The only thing is that they could stop the killing. Do we have any idea, Beth, how many Russian soldiers have been killed and injured?
Yeah, well, that's a great question. You know, nobody has an accurate count, but some very enterprising Russian NGOs and journalists have been trying to find that out by doing things like taking a look at burial records in every little town and state in Russia to try to figure it out. It looks from their estimates that well over a million Russians have been killed or injured in the war. And so the Russian losses are certainly not only in the tens of thousands, but probably in the hundreds of thousands. So certainly there's been a huge cost for the war on Russia, you know, on its young, mostly young men. I saw a new documentary a couple of nights ago called 2,000 Meters to Andriivka, which is airing on public television this week. And it's from the front line of the battleground in Ukraine. And I'll tell you, it is tough to watch to see how hard this war is. And that's another problem with this peace plan. It's talking about letting all the war crimes go. And the Ukrainians don't want that either. They want the Russians to be held accountable.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Some, you know, completely inhumane things that have gone on in the battlefield.
With what we're hearing from Secretary of State Rubio, it would sound like they're getting close to having a deal here. What's your sense of it?
Yeah, I mean, both sides were very optimistic yesterday coming out of the talks in Geneva about this. But, you know, we're going to have to see. They've been sounding optimistic at other points when there wasn't a deal. But the Ukrainians really want this war to end. The last couple of weeks have just been devastating for them. They have been the subject of incredible numbers of Russian bomb and missile attacks. They've been pressed on the battlefield. The Russians are taking out Ukrainian power plants so that the country is cold and has their electricity shortages pretty much across the country. And let's face it, it's winter there. It's cold. It's dark. The Ukrainians are not in a good place, but they also don't want to have had a war for 3.5 years where they ended up in a worse position than they were when the war started.
If you were a betting person, Beth, does this deal get done in some way, shape, or form, or is this just another extended conversation where nothing fruitful will actually happen?
You know, I learned as a journalist a long time ago never to make predictions about anything. But I'll say this, you know, my hope, just as someone who spent a large portion of her life in that area of the world, my hope and my prayers are that this war ends and ends as quickly as possible, because what's happening to the people on both sides of that war, but, you know, mostly the Ukrainians, is just, it's so awful. It's so heartbreaking. But, you know, this war, as I said before, it never had to happen. It wasn't that the Ukrainians were threatening Russia in any way. This is Vladimir Putin's war. One man has unleashed countless amounts of suffering on his own people and on the people of Ukraine. And, you know, it should end. And, you know, kudos to people who, if they can find a way to end it where Ukraine isn't giving up everything and they actually get some security guarantees so that this won't happen to them a third time, where they're having to fight the Russian army again.
Finally, Beth, since you spent so much time there, how do the Russian people, or how much do they know, and is there support for this from the citizens of Russia?
You know, I had a Russian friend visit over the summer, and she said, you know, if you didn't know there was a war going on and you just walked around Moscow these days, you'd be amazed. She said the cafes are full, the restaurants are full, people are driving around in expensive cars. At the beginning of the war, there were a lot of billboards around trying to get people to support the war. But now all those billboards are gone. And the thing that's going on in Russia, for the large part, at least in the big cities, is let's try to ignore the war and pretend it's not even going on. But of course, Russian state television, and that's all of television in Russia, it's all state controlled, is just a constant diet of how awful Ukraine is and how glorious the war is. So Russians are all over the place. The ones who really care, the intellectuals, they're reading about it. There's loads of information coming out on channels like Telegram and on the internet. And they, you know, a lot of them just want this war to end. And let's face it, there have been a lot of Russian families that have lost soldiers, lost people in the war, and they are feeling the pain. And I think a lot of them would just like to have this behind them as well.
Really appreciate your insight and expertise, Beth. Thank you.
Oh, thank you for having me.
CBS News Foreign Moscow Bureau Chief Beth Noble.
I learned a lot there.
Yeah, a lot of insight, and I hope the killing stops.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.